Hi, I'm Katie Stone Perez, and welcome to GDC. Today I have the tremendous honor of speaking with Ian Hamilton, who's an accessibility specialist and is actually the director of the Game Accessibility Conference. Thank you so much for taking the time to join us today.
Pleasure.
So, Ian, tell us a little bit about the Accessibility Conference and what happens there.
Well, it's the first time we run it. It's a conference that's dedicated to raising the bar for accessibility for people with disabilities and avoiding the unnecessary...
I didn't realize it was the first time.
Yeah, first one.
Oh,
yeah.
Very cool. Congrats.
Yeah, so we're trying to avoid the unnecessary barriers that people face in games.
Yeah, very cool. So what were some of the things? The conference just happened on Monday.
Yep.
You guys had a great turnout, I know. What were some of the like key moments for you of conversations that happened or just takeaways or how people felt coming out of the show?
Well, it covered a pretty broad range of stuff from kind of like inspirational sessions to hands-on tips and like practicalities of implementing subtitles, case studies on Evolve, on Uncharted. But there was a few kind of key messages. Think about accessibility early in the design process and just doing something at all is better than nothing. It's quite often you get studios who are like, oh, I can't do everything, so I just don't touch the area, but yeah. Every tiny little thing you do is just going to let more people enjoy your game.
I heard from a developer that attended one of the sessions, and I believe Hugh was there, Hugh was there talking, and specifically said that they felt like their high Metacritic score was impacted and was definitely a part of the fact that they had colorblind mode, because they said almost all of their reviews on Metacritic mentioned the fact that they supported colorblind mode.
Yeah, absolutely, and the number one review on Metacritic,
that is the actual quote, is about the colorblind mode. And so all they did was, this is a mistake a lot of developers make, is they put all this time and effort and don't tell people about the features.
Yeah.
They just put in one bullet point in their press release and, you know, like 20 different outlets picked up and covered it.
Yeah, fantastic. So what are some of the things to game developers or any developer really out there that, you know, is in that frame of mind? I can't do it all, so I'm just not going to do anything. What are two or three small things that people can do and where can they go to learn more about that? We can always put links kind of below the video.
Well, the most common things I come across people having issues with are lack of remappable controls,
okay.
Which obviously that's useful for loads of people who just disagree with the designer's decisions on the controls. But
yeah.
If you, for any reason, find some areas of the input device difficult to reach or difficult to use, you can move them into spots that are more easy to use, and that can make a difference between being able to play and not play. Really, really important. Also, really, really common is text size. And there's actually like nice, well-researched minimum text size and stuff you'd use.
Okay.
If you can just use a decent minimum text size, you make so many people happy. And it's the kind of thing that if you think about early in development, it's really easy to do.
Very cool. Where do we get that information on that text size document? Is that something that we can share out with everybody in Africa?
Yeah, well, across all these things, that if there's a website called gameaccessibilityguidelines.com.
Okay.
If you have a look in there, it's got loads of stuff, loads of examples of barriers and solutions and examples of games that are already doing a good job of it as well.
So I've been in the industry 16 years, and before I could sit back in my TV and look at it, I could read everything just fine. And I found in the last 2 years, it's gotten a little bit harder.
Yep.
I find myself like not laying back in TV for some games and having to sit on the edge of the bed.
Exactly.
So
I would
personally appreciate bigger text size in a lot of video games.
It's not something that's natural to think about, because when you're designing, on a big screen that's like a foot away from your face.
Exactly, yeah. Very cool. So how did you actually get into this space?
It was kind of a three-step process. First of all, it was kind of inspiration. I was working on preschool kids' games at the time. I saw some playtesting footage of games that were adapted to work with a single key press, which means they can then map to accessibility switches, which is a kind of tech that Stephen Hawking uses. So like a tube to blow into, a button on the back of a wheelchair headrest, that kind of stuff. And when I was at school myself, I'd been on an exchange program with a special education school, and I'd seen preschool kids with that level of motor ability who were basically just kind of lying there, passively participating. And seeing this footage, they were playing these games, like laughing, smiling, just doing the same things as their classmates. So that's kind of the first step, kind of the inspiration. Then later on, I was kind of overseeing, like publisher level, overseeing third parties. And I kept seeing so many studios who put so much effort into polishing a little bit of their game, but then not think about colorblindness and make it miserable for 8% of the male. So that's kind of the second thing, was just frustration.
Yeah.
That's what kind of got me started working in like guidelines and trying to help people out internally. And the company that I was working for moved to the other side of the country and I couldn't go with them. So I started asking around for other companies where I could go, you know, work on accessibility and stuff, and there weren't any. So that was a big shock to me that, you know, the industry had this kind of problem needed addressing. So that's kind of what got me into like advocacy and talks and trying to educate and that kind of stuff.
Well, thank you so much for the work that you're doing, especially, you know, kicking off the inaugural conference this year. I know several people who attended and were just really impressed with the conversations that were had and felt like they came out with real clear, like, action items and things that they can go do. So highly recommend to everybody. It was Monday of GDC week, yep. Right? So make sure to kind of book that in your calendars for next year. And then we will actually have all of the links. You share everything up on YouTube. YouTube, is that correct?
Also available on YouTube, yeah.
Fantastic. So make sure to look below for all of the descriptions about all the talks from the conference, and then make sure to check out all those videos. Ian, thank you. Truly an honor.
Yeah,
and from all of us at Team Xbox, thank you so much for all the work you do.
Yeah, stay some good stuff.
Thanks.